Today I'm doing an interview with Dominique Castillo regarding bookstores, their importance in history, and the place they hold, not only in American societies, but also in our own life. How are you doing today, Dominique?
I'm doing very well, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm great, and thanks again for doing this interview with me today. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself? First of all, how old are you?
I am 45 years old.
And what is your profession?
I am employed in law enforcement.
How long have you been employed as a law enforcement?
I've been in law enforcement for almost 14 years now.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about where you grew up?
Well, I grew up in New York, Midtown Manhattan. Born and raised NYU Medical Center and around the United Nations neighborhood, United Nations area. Referred to, as I said, commonly as Midtown, and had a couple of friends, you know, of course, I grew up with, and after kindergarten, you know, one of the parents would pick us up and take us to places, so somebody would watch us till parents came back from work, you know, it was usually a relative, and a lot of times we would go to my friend's grandfather's house, and he was a novelist, he was a writer, so we spent a lot of time at his house, and he had a bookstore in his house.
So this is basically the bookstore that you hold, I want to say, dear to your heart and you remember the most about. Can you tell me if you remember where this bookstore is located?
Well, I can just tell you it was in Manhattan. Now, specifically where, I definitely don't remember.
I know it's been a long time.
It's been a long time ago, but I do remember, you know, just going into the bookstore and us just rummaging around, pulling random books off the shelf, looking in, you know, to the books to see what there was, what subject, and why they were over here, not over with, you know, other books somewhere else. And we would just go through them and look at them and had free reign of the bookstore, so to speak.
What was the setting like in this bookstore?
Well, he had, of course, you know, shelves everywhere. They were lining the entire, you know, area, which was pretty much, you know, like your college classroom. It was, well, or two college, you know, rooms put together. And so he had couches in the middle, and he had, you know, his coffee pot was on, you know, 24-hour standby. And he would always have a fresh cup of coffee brewed for anybody who walked in the door. And it was a lot of people. They would come in and out of the doors and just sit down and talk to him about, you know, life in general and looking for specific books. And like I said, he was an immigrant. And so he had a lot of books from his country where he was from, which, of course, was great because he had, you know, made friends with a lot of other people who were immigrants as well. So you had a whole diversity of people from all over the world. They all had a story to tell, and they were all looking for different books. It was different languages, different cultures. So we as kids would, you know, listen to stories and find books in different languages, and it was just great to be able, you know, to be exposed to that.
It was definitely something different than in today's society, I would say, since you're describing, you know, an atmosphere of being calm, of, you know, feeling at home. So do you think, what difference or impact has this specific bookstore has had in your life?
Well, it exposed me to so many different things and subjects. And of course, you know, I didn't look anything up. I didn't know how to look, you know, for a specific book or anything. I just pretty much, you know, did what everybody else did. And we would just pull books off the shelf randomly, and I would look at it and be, oh, what language is that? Or, look, I can't read this, or this looks different. And so I was exposed to a lot of different things. And, of course, then we would have to also put the books back. So we learned pretty much also how to pick up after ourselves and make sure we left the place the way we found it when we, you know, when we were picked up by our parents. And I think a lot of it was just basically, you know, we had to go look for things. We asked, we had to go search for things on our own, which, of course, then gave us a knowledge of how the books were on the shelf and, you know, alphabetized or, you know, by subject, by category. And, you know, you didn't have internet or anything. So we
That's
had
right.
to go in here and open the book and read it and look at it. And, you know, pretty much we're on our own and we had to ask a lot of questions.
And you were telling me how pretty much, you know, you were there almost every, you know, day after school, pretty mm-hmm. much. So it's not like a one day event. You pretty much spent.
I spent a lot of time in that bookstore. So you got to meet new people. And then also they would say, oh, you know, we have kids your age or grandkids your age, and maybe you guys want to get together. So it was great for all of us. We made new friends. We got to meet a lot of different people, hear a lot of different languages, hear a lot of stories, you know, make lifetime friends. And for the parents, it was kind of a good thing because they knew that somebody was watching us at all times. And it was a great place to go, and we got an after kindergarten education.
There you go. Yeah, mm-hmm. It wasn't like today's society where, you know, kids are pretty much on their phones or, you know, with the access of the internet. Pretty much they're, you know, everything's accessible to you from a computer. So it's definitely a different, you know, type of atmosphere for kids to hang out in bookstores and kind of grow up with that, you know, image of mm-hmm. what the bookstores were about.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific stories or experiences that you would like to share with us regarding, you know, your visit to the bookstore?
Well, I just thought it was always really, you know, great to go and look at any kind of, you know, book you would ask. I've always been interested in airplanes, as an example, mm-hmm. aviation. And so he would, you know, say, okay, you want to see another airplane book? And he would go, I got a new book and it's airplanes. And I put it on the shelf over there. So I would actually have to go find the airplane book.
So that's where you got mm-hmm. your love for airplanes. Okay.
So, you know, we were just exposed to it. It's like, you know, hide and seek. Here it is. Go find the book, you know, a new book or, you know, anything, whether it's language or, you know, pictures. Yeah.
So in general, what do you think the impact of bookstores back in the day have had in, you know, neighborhoods, cities, and in America as a whole?
It's just a place where the patrons could gather and share their own life experiences. They could go have a cup of coffee with their friends. It was nice to just get together and socialize. Especially, you know, if they were older and they didn't go to work and, you know, they wanted some company and they were just looking for, you know, some friends to hang out with for a little bit. And then they could, you know, share their experiences. And a lot of them were writers, too, that would come to that bookstore mm-hmm. because my friend's grandfather was a writer. So you had all these different writers now speaking about their books that they wanted to write and subjects they wanted to write about and where they were going to travel or who they were going to talk to. And I just remember hearing a lot of conversations about, you know, interesting people and their life stories and, you know, what they wanted to do and who they wanted to talk to and what their dreams and hopes were.
Okay. I know your mother was a journalist. Can you mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about your experience with your mother in bookstores? You know, did she take you there?
She took me to a lot of bookstores mm-hmm. and she was always looking for various materials, different authors. And again, back then there was no, you know, internet. So mm-hmm. again, we were going to different bookstores and looking for different things. And she just always enjoyed the small bookstore around the corner that would just have either, you know, just things that she needed for her research, or she could talk to, you know, the people who own the store. And if nothing else, they might be, you know, they knew of somebody
yeah, exactly.
who had the book available, or at least, you know, that subject matter. And it was just really nice because in that part of the conversation, you now got to know somebody else and mm-hmm. you shared something with them in common. And that was, you know, doing some research and looking for books. And it was just like small town. It was a little community within itself.
Mm-hmm.
The writers, the novelists, the authors, everybody just kind of got together.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you think? Do you still go to bookstores today?
I do. I still go to bookstores and, you know, pull my research for books and subjects. You know, of course, I get on the computer too, because sometimes I want to see if a certain bookstore has that book available. And, you know, then, of course, it makes it a little easier, you know, to see, you know, to go, I don't know, different cities or towns to get the book. But when I'm at the bookstore, I still spend, you know, time in that bookstore. I don't just get the book and leave. I actually browse around to see what else is out there and see if there's anything else that I like. And, you know, I might sit down for an hour or so and prop my feet up and just say, hey, it's my time while I'm here, you know?
Yeah, remember back in the day, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you think there's a difference between today's bookstores versus, you know, bookstores back in the day, like you described, your own bookstores that you hold dear to your heart?
I absolutely do. Of course, back then, like I said, you could grab a book, you could sit down, and chances were somebody was there and would talk to you and, you know, engage in a conversation. And again, you had to go look for a book. And I remember, more than once, one of the people in the bookstore would say, hey, do you know where such a book, where I can find such a book? And they would send me, you know, to the shelf and see, can you find this for me? Which was great because I would actually, you know, feel, hey, I'm doing something. I'm looking for a book for somebody. And that's how you meet people too. And so it
which
was
is
more
something that you don't really do today.
Right.
The stores, you know, are bigger. You just go in, you're by yourself.
You don't really
get to socialize with
exactly.
anybody else.
I mean, you might say, hello, how are you? Mm-hmm. But I mean, other than that, really, everybody is kind of doing their own thing. And back then, you know, everybody was talking to each other and sharing their life stories and talking about whatever they were reading or writing about. And nowadays, like I said, you have the internet's right there. Everything is like little tablets and everything. And, you know, at the click of a button, you have your world in front of you. And to me, it makes it more, you know, it's more commercialized. It's the personal side is gone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a reason why these small bookstores are starting to fade because, you know, they're just not, nobody is there anymore. The customer level, it's, you know, nobody wants to spend time in the bookstore when you have to go here and there and everywhere and have a busy life everywhere. And, you know, the thing of it is, I think the bookstores, the old bookstores, it was great for history because, and, you know, collector's items, because they were books in there that, you know, that were first edition. And about, you know, whether it was our history, you know, U.S. history, anything. And nowadays, you just grab the book and go. I don't think a lot of people even pay attention to whether it's first edition, second, third, fifth, 10th, 13th. It's just, let me have the book and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So the actual art of recognizing the volume itself and who it was written by and where it was published. And, you know, looking at the written work from the author's point of view as to when it was originally published and why it is the way it is, that art is kind of fading away.
Mm-hmm. Is there any specific books that you remember during your, you know, childhood growing up that you could tell us a little bit about?
Well, I just remember, again, from my parents, a lot of, you know, history books, of course, you know, my mother, you know, in her journalism, and had a lot of history, world history, U.S. history, and then, of course, on my father's behalf, he was a civil engineer, so there was a lot of bridge books, you know, math books, science books. And then, of course, I had to have not only my school books, of course, but anything aircraft related. So it was just books all over the place and various subjects. So
now I know you did go to Germany for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bookstore there that you kind of want to compare versus some bookstores here in New York? Did you ever visit any over there?
I just visited a few bookstores per se, but it was more, you know, stores attached to whether it was like the library, which you really, I mean, that's a huge bookstore in itself.
Yeah.
But The only places we would go was just your basic, like the big bookstores, the commercial bookstores. So it wasn't specific mom and pop in the neighborhood bookstore. It was just like the big retail stores. So yeah, I never had a chance to see the small bookstores.
Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anything that you would like to add regarding your feels towards bookstores?
I just hope that the mom and pop stores that are there continue to, stay around and stick around and maybe hand it down, family
Generations,
generation and generation and pass it on if it's there.